Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha e komo mai, this is Lana, welcoming you to another session of the Coconut Wireless, broadcasting from Station Aloha in the Pacific Northwest. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This week's spiritual message is about a gradual advance, standing on a firm foundation that is unshakable. Moving forward with clarity and forethought leads to the reuniting of souls for the heart's sake. Life, time, and space seem to be moving at near unbelievable speed. Months feel like a week, and a week but a day. Don't get swept up in this energetic push to the unknown. If your movements were to try to match this fantastical speed, you'd become exhausted, are exhausted. Trying to keep up with non-considered actions or an attempt to gain control of the situations at hand, you would miss what is beneficial when presented with a challenge such as this. Building a pattern of behavior or a structure of any kind at an ill-considered speed would result in a weak and fragile state of affairs. The benefit now is to find stillness in chaos. And from this point of being, you will achieve something strong, long-lasting, and secure. What will be great develops slowly. By moving slowly and deliberately, the changes and enhancements to your life, which you are just getting a hint of, will come into the light of your truth and will manifest as abundance in this coming earthly cycle. Look calmly and with a loving and non-judgmental heart as you see and feel what is moving toward you, and let it be. Don't tinker with it, and do not doubt that destiny is in alignment now. The new and longed-for cycle is here, and it is grand. The seeds have been planted. You have set things in order to bring this about. Appreciate it, and let the timing unfold naturally. Don't give up because it looks like things are moving slowly, and definitely don't push. Among other lessons, this is a test of your patience and forbearance. Attend to the small details of your life, bringing them to completion. This is necessary to clear the decks and to calm your mind. Change has been manifesting all around you and through you recently, and it is change on a grand scale. But this change is not like the flip of a coin, moving from black to white or from yin to yang. It will be gradual and steady. It will imbue your movement with lasting strength and tempered power. You have, in your inner wisdom, set it up that way. This important time was conceived and is now being hatched by your being in touch with your natural cycles. This is what has been brewing in the recesses of your consciousness. You felt it and knew something was up. Well, this is it. Whether your situation concerns a relationship, health, business, a creative project, or your spiritual path, allowing things to develop slowly and steadily will provide you with the spaciousness you need to develop insight into your heart's greater journey. This will allow you to honor your foremost intention for the greater good. The changes of late have been like a torrential storm coming to long parched landscape. Contained within this storm are brilliant, illuminated teachings that are very useful, but they've come at you with such force that you have at times felt overwhelmed and tired. The benefit now is to move slowly, with purity of intent, into a fully activated meditative space, one of peace and tranquility. This formula will allow you to receive what you, in your higher wisdom, have not only desired, but have earned within a very honorable cycle, one that has been laced with suffering. Suffering that will now become your gateway to exaltation. Do not allow the ego to tell you that things are developing too slowly, so you'd better speed up and make things happen. Following the ego's folly in this way would be dangerous. You would be doing and trying, making effort, rather than receiving and allowing grace to be the influence on your course. By changing your way of thinking in this arena, relaxing into the flow of events as they naturally unfold, you will find the kind of tranquility that leads to supreme success. At this time, moving steadily forward at a well-considered pace will be more effective than if you were to stop to rest and recover. For if you were to completely stop now out of fear or doubt, which would be lost, much would be lost, and the abundance that would come as a result of positioning yourself in the light of receptivity would pass, most likely forever. You may feel in so many ways like you can't take another step forward without breaking down and crying or releasing the rage, the monster within. In this part of the cycle, you may feel like you don't have the strength or energetic reserves to handle the massive shift that you know is coming. Don't worry. This lesson from ancestral wisdom comes in time to let you know that the correct action during this cycle is to move slowly, gracefully, and steadily. By moving in this way, you will tap a reserve of strength that would otherwise not be available. We are set up that way. This is the way to resources that have been stored. It's the natural way. Consider Androcles and the lion as a useful metaphor. Your situation is as though you are being confronted by a wild, dangerous animal that must be pacified, or else you will, if your movements are fast and furious, surely be attacked and eaten. By proceeding with considered, compassionate, dignified, slow, and steady movement, you can join with the current cyclic energetics, and thus calmed, you can use this force as an ally in your quest. What will work now is to move from the gracefulness of the feminine, surrounding and encompassing, as this moment in time is not about conquering or moving in a straight and forceful line toward your goal. This time is about receiving with steadfastness, grace, and dignity. Move too fast and it will slip away. Move with gentleness, compassion, and conscious receptivity, and it will be yours, all of it. Success, love, and abundance. And have no doubts, you really need this now, in a big way. Be full awake, and have purity of intent for the greater good and the good of your road at this very important juncture of time, thought, spirit, feeling, and space. This is a perfect time to serve Gaia. This frame of mind is a revelation of the universal laws that can be applied to business, creative endeavors, health, and to the compassionate release of old, dangerous associations and ancestral patterns that, when transformed or discarded, will pave the way for an amazing new level of abundance and enlightenment. This precious moment in time is a gift. Be graceful and gracious and accept these blessings with humility. In so doing, you'll move beyond any anxiety, doubts, or the fear of loss, as you have nothing to lose, and you will actually enjoy this time of gradual progress toward your soul's destiny. The natural order of things doesn't push the tree to grow faster, nor does it try to influence the speed or course of the river. Set your vision firm and see the beauty of slow and steady progress as it gracefully unfolds to benefit you, all those around you, and the greater good. Inherent in this time is the peace of mind and the warmth of a kind and gentle heart you'd almost given up on. Never give up on yourself or doubt that love is the prize that awaits you as the gentle, thoughtful, and compassionate warrior. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Aloha.
for tuning in.
Oh,
ana o he aloha la, kaua li la, na po o ana o kala, po o ipo kamaha o la. Na o he aloha la, i kaua li la, na po o ana o kala, po o ipo kamaha o la. Kuhiau he ia mane o la, i ke kai maha o ki o ki la, na po o ana ha o ka la, o ho i po ka maha ha o la. Kuhiau he ia mane o la, i ke kai maha o ki o ki la, na po o ana ha o ka la, ho o i po ka maha o la.
Ena koe e ki pa mai, me ka oru.